someone who is producing research, there is a point in producing more. There is someone on the other end that if you tell them and you do a proper job of translating it, it seems that they are taking up on that information.
Welcome to Vox Dev Talks. My name is Tim Phillips. Despite all the effort made to evaluate the impact of policies, we don't yet know enough about how much our political leaders value this type of research and whether it changes their beliefs about which policies work and, of course, whether they implement different policies as a result. An innovative experiment in more than 2,000 municipalities in Brazil has some answers to these questions, and they might pleasantly surprise you. Joining me today to discuss this research, just published in a working paper, is one of the authors, Diana Moreira of the University of California, Davis. Diana, bon dia, tudo bem?
Thank you, Tim, for the invitation.
It is useful for researchers and academics to think more about the mechanism by which their research turns into action, isn't it?
I would say one important goal of social science research is to actually improve the world we live in. And basically, one way that it improves is by informing policy. If we have a better understanding of the pipeline of research that end up not leading to a better policymaking, we can be more impactful. There could be a variety of reasons of why cost-effective policies are not adopted in practice by governments. If we learn whether lack of research evidence is one of them and why exactly it's failing, we can improve the translation process. So I think by learning these pieces, we can do better.
Now tell us a little bit about the municipalities in Brazil who were part of this experiment and the sort of power that they have to implement policies, because it's quite unusual, isn't it?
So let me give a description in general about municipalities in Brazil. And then I can discuss a little bit more the municipalities that participated now in our study. And so the municipalities, this is basically the lowest level of government. They are headed by the elected official, which is the mayor for a four-year term. The mayor office, as you said, it's highly autonomous. They have a variety of responsibilities in terms of the functions as a government in the delivery of services and so on. And including, they have autonomy over two particular policies, which are policies that we will be focusing on this study, early childhood development policies, and they are responsible for raising local tax. This is, in general, what municipalities look like in Brazil. In our experiment, we are basically looking at municipalities that participated in a very large conference. Our partner organizes conferences throughout the year, and we are using the fact that many of these municipalities come to this political conference in order to have a subject, a set of municipalities that could receive research information. These municipalities are basically 54% of all municipalities in the country that falls under a particular population range between 5,000 and 100,000 population. So they are very autonomous, but they are slightly smaller than the general municipality in Brazil.
As you say, there are two experiments going on the same theme, aren't there? Now, in the first one, as I understand, you looked at the willingness to pay for the results of research and whether that evidence, that research evidence, convinces policymakers to change what they believe. So how did you set this experiment up?
Yes, you were right. So we had a great partner which helped us implement two experiments in a very large scale.
So ambitious.
Ambitious. So they organized several conferences where mayors and many local officials gather in a particular city. Often this is the capital city, Brazil. We use this venue to set up, for this first experiment, a lab in the field experiment. In practice, the experiment is built in a tablet, and basically the mayor and oftentimes the policymaker that is part of the mayor office receives a tablet, and all the information is coming from this tablet. All the policymakers that are participating are receiving a fixed set of information, which is basically, we are emphasizing that this is part of a study. We are emphasizing what is the policy that they will learn about, which is early childhood development policy. We explain a little bit what is the policy, what is, let me explain what is a similar policy in the context of Brazil, which is the Criança Feliz, is a program, an existing program, so we try to connect with something tangible that they are familiar with. We also give some background information about what exactly is a research finding, what is the metric in which this is measured, how can they think about the effect size. And so all this is constant. So it's sort of like a translation of research. Now, then the tablet, what the tablet will do, will basically to randomly assign research information with different attributes. And the main objective is to study the response of these policymakers to different type of research information.
What makes it more likely that they are going to update their beliefs?
What we find is that mayors are more likely to update their beliefs based on research findings from large sample studies. Now, location of the study, if, for example, if the study comes from the US or it comes from Colombia, this attribute doesn't seem to matter for the updating of policymakers. Now, there are a few qualifications worth emphasizing here. So the first is that we do not know what is the right attribute that mayors should be updating on. So our objective is really to document what happens in practice. What are the attributes that are salient to mayors? The second is that, as you may think about, Brazil is very unequal. So the impact that we are capturing is on average. So it might as well be that there are some municipalities that perceive themselves closer to a developed country context, so they perceive that they are very close to the US context, while other, basically, they perceive themselves to be very close to Jamaica, to Colombia. And so on average, there is no differential response, but it might be picking up some heterogeneity with respect to how diverse is Brazil. In the briefing surveys, we find some hint of that, but this is not very conclusive. So I think the strong result is that large sample studies seem something that mayors and policymakers are very much attentive to. And so I think in the beginning, you emphasize there are potentially many attributes. I think you emphasize the relevance of the experiment, perhaps the institution from where this experiment comes from. All these attributes are potentially interesting to study and to see how exactly end up being processed by policymakers. Our paper is just a baby step to say, well, there are some attributes that we managed to learn that are salient and others are less salient to policymakers, but we understand that there is many dimensions to explore. We didn't want to overwhelm policymakers with too many pieces of information flowing. We had limited samples, so I think it's a great area for future scholars to explore.
Anyone who's been watching the news or reading the news knows that politics in Brazil can be very polarized, specifically with respect to social programs, whether they should be conducted, the usefulness, how much money should be spent on them. So is there evidence that the mayors are more likely to believe research that reinforces their existing political beliefs?
We find, surprisingly so, no evidence of ideologically driven bias in processing of information. Now, let me give a little bit of context. It's important to emphasize that this was a moment of extreme polarization in the country. The president, Dilma Rousseff, the former president from the Labour Party, has just been impeached. And there was a very anti-labor sentiment around in politics in the country. And in practice, we try to use that in our design. Okay, so we randomize messaging associating the policy that we were talking about, which is early childhood development, programs with the Labour Party to study whether politicians were responding to that. Yet, even if it was such a polarized moment of the country, we didn't find evidence for differential updating depending on the message and how much a politician from that particular party, the Labour Party, responded. And I would say that the particular policy that we chose, which is early childhood development, is not so divisive along party lines. So I would say that the policy was supported across the political spectrum in Brazil. So the former government of the Labour Party had supported this policy. However, Criança Feliz was initiated by the government that followed. Perhaps the findings would be very different if we perhaps talk about climate change, minimum wage, privatizations, like other things that are more divisive.
Now, updating beliefs is one step, isn't it? But it's still possible that your mayors might update their beliefs, but then still not do anything different, not act at all. So I think the second part of what you did investigated this. Can you tell us what you did next?
Yes, these municipalities may have many other limitations, such as lack of resources, human capital, and etc., that may make research finding not very relevant. So you can think that, well, policymakers seem quite sophisticated, but it might be that research finding is not really the binding constraint here. So the next experiment is really trying to get at that, how much research finding is a binding constraint in this context of local government. So to answer this, we use a similar conference setup. This one was basically a much larger conference where almost all of the municipalities were invited to participate in the conference. And among all the mayors that registered to show up to the capital city to participate in this conference, these were basically our sampling frame. So we randomly invited half of the participant mayors to participate in our information session, which is basically our treatment. And so we invited half of the mayors that were participating in this huge event to take part in our experiment, which is basically information. So basically what we were giving to them was the opportunity to participate in this 45 minutes long information session about how to increase local raise revenues. What they learned there was basically we provide research finding on a low cost effective policy, which was reminder letter to taxpayers. What they learn is basically the effect size of a policy that is simple to implement and how they would go about implementing the policy. How would they send the reminder letter? What content they should include? Should they emphasize how much their neighbors pay tax? What is the chances that they will get audit and so on. And so informing these two pieces of evidence that are coming from research, so basically how impactful is sending reminder letters and what are the elements that they should include in this letter, basically we could follow after 2 years what happens to these mayors that participated in our sessions and the mayors that did not participate in our sessions. And so we reach out to every single municipality. At the end of the day, we managed to talk to 81% of the municipalities. We compared the adoption rate in terms of reminder letters for municipalities that participated in our session and municipalities that did not participate. Basically, municipalities that were not invited to participate and municipalities that were invited.
What happened? How big an effect did you have?
What happened? Yes. So we find that municipalities who attended the sessions were about 10 percentage points more likely to adopt the tax reminder letter. We know that 30% of the control municipalities had already adopted the policy irrespective of our session. So this means that participation on our session increased the chance that they adopt the policy by about 30%, which is a substantial increase in the adoption rate of the policy.
And that is a really big effect, but you might expect that because, as you say, it's a low-cost intervention. It's sort of almost like a free lunch for them. Do you have any intuition about how this might translate into policies where there's difficult trade-offs or winners and losers?
I think you are quite right. We chose on purpose a policy. So at other barriers, such as technical capacity, financial resources, were minimized. So this is a big caveat of our results. That said, I would say that policies that increase tax compliance indeed generate winners and losers. In fact, in our experience from focus group, that's actually one of the reasons of why we decided to go with that policy. Some mayors reported that they would like to raise local revenues, but that doing it at the end of the term was politically impossible. So really pushing people to pay their tax, I don't think is such a straightforward policy to implement because you are pushing elites to pay a property tax, and these can still be complicated politically. I would say that even the policy we focus on generate winners and losers and also require a good amount of convincing to build some coalition within the government to say that's the right thing to do. But I agree with you that most of the other barriers are minimized. So technical capacity, financial constraints, all of these doesn't seem to be relevant in that particular policy. And I think we can say little about whether this would happen in other type of policy.
It's another opportunity for future research, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the autonomy of Brazilian mayors, we've been talking about this. This is quite an unusual situation. If you look globally, in many cases, politicians and policymakers, they update their beliefs and they know what the research is and what it implies, but they don't have the power to do anything about it. How far can we generalize from your experiment here to a global context?
Let me just pause for a second. So before we move away from Brazil, let me emphasize Brazil. It's important to emphasize that our results are based on a sample that is 54% of all municipalities with a certain population range, of course, but this is a vast majority of municipalities in Brazil. And so I think a big advantage of our paper is that we can be more confident regarding external validity to the general population of Brazilian municipalities.
Yeah.
That's non-trivial. Okay, so that's just something that I wanted to emphasize before we move away.
So, oh, yes, yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that the institutional arrangement is very unique to Brazil, at least certainly similar to many Latin American and Caribbean countries. According to the World Bank, since the 90s, there has been a big decentralization revolution in most countries in the region, where municipalities from Mexico to Argentina, they are responsible for state functions and basically they control the execution of such functions, which represents about 20 to 40% of total government spending. That said, there are other reasons that make us very careful on generalizing. For example, democracies, they have different degrees of maturities. And one result that we didn't talk about so much so far is that the characteristics of leaders are very important to know how open to research policymakers are, especially the young, the college educated. These guys are more likely to show up to our training. So to the extent that policymakers are different in these different contexts, I think we cannot really be certain on the magnitude we would find in other settings.
In the bigger picture, there is a lot of important and useful policy-based research being generated at the moment. The people that do the research, like yourself, want it to be used. Policymakers want to adopt research that makes what they do more effective, more useful, and yet that often doesn't happen. So do you know from your work what seems to be getting in the way?
Yes, absolutely, Tim. I think this is an excellent point that, unfortunately, this paper doesn't speak directly to address this issue. I guess doing this paper, we learn a lot. And I think I can answer a little bit more on the soft side, not with empirical evidence, but what we learn along the way.
Mm.
There are, I think, three points that speaks about what are the barriers. There are barriers preventing them to access such research in terms of the language, how technical it is. Oftentimes they have to pay to access this research. There are issues with the translations from research language, jargon, to what the policymakers can understand.
Yeah.
We did basically a lot of background work to make them understand what is effect size, why this is measured in standard deviations, and how can you make them understand all these that papers take for granted, right?
Yeah.
And also like relating to their context. So if we're talking about cognitive skills, well, this is a measure of test scores that there is this test score that you're quite familiar with that is implemented in your municipality. That's how we will measure the impact of this program. And there are, of course, practical implementations that even in our trainings, often we were just delivering the research findings, but they would come up with all sorts of questions about the implementation. Can I send by SMS instead of sending the letter by the physical mail? And this we couldn't say much about. And so the implementation's concerns are also important, and I think these are barriers in practice.
Deanna, you're a researcher and an academic. Are you encouraged or frustrated by this piece of research that you've done?
This is very encouraging, actually. as someone who is producing research, there is a point in producing more. There is someone on the other end that if you tell them and you do a proper job of translating it, it seems that they are taking up on that information. Second, policymakers are quite sophisticated in processing of information. That's another of our findings. And so they're not just accepting whatever we tell them. So considering how much policymakers are bombed with information from all sorts of places, we would have very limited impact if they were very naive on the processing of information, because there are information coming from many sources, not only research. So it's reassuring that they are paying attention to details and they are really capable of paying attention to details and not just accepting all that they are told. And so I think overall is positive.
Diana, thank you very much. Obrigado.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've got a lot of follow-up research to do, so when that comes out, you'll definitely get another invite.
Thank you.
If you want to take a look at this paper, it's called How Research Affects Policy, Experimental Evidence from 2,150 Brazilian Municipalities. And the authors are Jonas Hjort, Diana, Gautam Rao, and Juan Francisco Santini. It's NBER Working Paper 25941, if that's how you prefer to search for it. This has been a Vox Dev Talk. If you enjoyed this and you want to check out our recent podcasts, including interviews with Daran Osamoglu, Bill Easterly, Penny Goldberg, and Abhijit Banerjee, then subscribe on your podcast platform, or you can look them up at voxdev.org.